You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Let's get spooky. You found Earth Station Boo, where horror lives, legends linger, and laughs are always waiting. Stay with us. You know you're dying to listen.
Welcome to the Spooky and Kooky podcast of Earth Station Boo, where we talk all things horror. Introducing our horror-holic host, who is the mosty most. We have our kick-ass Karen.
What up, my horror-holics?
I am your terrifying T. And this episode is just straight up everything we've got going on at DragonCon. We've got some amazing guests. All of them have been on the podcast previously. We are going to have Derek, who is the track director for the horror track. We are going to have Carol, who's the track director for the urban fantasy track. We are going to have our friend Beth Dolgner, who is a panelist for Carol, as well as she does all sorts of other cool fun things. We have Sarah Rose, who is part of the Dragon Con Theater Lovers and Performance unofficial group. And then we also have our friend Jake, who's been on the podcast a few different times. And we're all going to be talking about all the cool fun stuff that we got going on at DragonCon. So let's get spooky.
DragonCon is calling, and we're your inside line to the con. Tune in to the DragonCon Report, where we dive headfirst into the personalities and behind-the-scenes stories that bring our beloved con to life. Talking with track directors, creators, and more. From panels to performers and cosplay to cocktails, if it's happening at con, we're talking about it. Join us when we live stream or catch the audio version later wherever you get your podcasts. The DragonCon Report, your home away from con.
Are you a horror-holic? Then take your horror obsession beyond the podcast. Check out Earth Station Boo's merch store for killer designs to let the world know that you live for the scares. You can also join our Discord and hang out with fellow little ghouls, talk monsters, movies, and midnight madness. And if you want to support the show directly, visit our throne to keep the screams and laughs coming. Find everything in our link tree, and remember, stay spooky.
Alrighty, so we are diving in. Obviously, this is a horror podcast, so we have to give the star of the show all the limelight, which is going to be Derek from the horror track at DragonCon. So, Derek, what all does the horror track have on deck this year for the big 40th?
We have a lot. I mean, a lot of panels.
Mm-hmm.
We have panels on everything from literature to film, and even a little bit of music content.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and also we'll be having the open casket party on Sunday night, which get there early is all I can say, because that is always packed out. So,
good thing I'm staying at the Westin this year.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would still get there early.
Oh, of course. Any special panels that you really want to highlight?
I don't like to play favorites.
Of course.
It just sort of depends on what you're looking for.
Are there any big anniversaries?
You know, we actually don't have a lot of anniversary panels. Of course, the one you're familiar with is the Dark Shadows 60th anniversary panel. I'm committed to doing Dark Shadows programming because I really believe that should be horror's version of Doctor Who or something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that there's a new animated series coming out.
Yeah.
But I'm committed to doing Dark Shadows programming. I actually took a little bit different tack this year as far as anniversaries. Rather than doing a lot of anniversaries like I had been doing in previous years, I took sort of a film and looked at what the broader theme of it was and did a panel on that. For example, this year is the 30th anniversary of The Craft, but rather than doing a panel on The Craft, we're doing a panel on witches in horror film.
Okay. That's awesome.
Same with Stephen King. It's the 50th anniversary of the film version of Carrie, the first film version.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than doing a Carrie panel, we're doing a panel on the best Stephen King adaptations. You know, that's kind of how I approached the anniversary thing this year. I mean, there are a couple
of other
anniversaries.
That's actually really smart. I actually really like that idea.
Yeah, I just didn't like getting boxed into being anniversary dominant track, you know, because there are so many of them that it, you know, yeah, I definitely come from the 80s and 90s, and that's where my taste lies, but also don't want to be a purely nostalgic track.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Are there any amazing guests that are coming that are, for the horror track that you'd like to let people know about?
Yeah, it's a long time coming, but Nivek Ogre from Skinny Puppy is going to come this year. I've met him several times. I've hung out with him a few times. I'd never be so presumptuous as to say we were friends, but I have hung out with him at various horror conventions about 10 years ago. Super nice guy. He actually makes me calm just by his presence, which is funny considering if you listen to his music, but very nice guy.
Some of them are the most calming people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As far as authors, we've got Clay McLeod Chapman coming.
Nice.
He's a pretty prominent name in horror fiction today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guest from Yellow Jackets coming this year. Well, unfortunately, we had one of them canceled earlier this week, but we should have one still on board.
Okay.
Yeah, and somebody else I'm looking forward to seeing again is Tyler Labine from Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I actually met him about a month ago. Very nice guy.
Oh, rock on.
Yeah, we're going to have a panel with just him. I couldn't get Alan Tudyk for the panel, but I like both characters. I like both actors.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always liked Dale more. So
that's fair. And you never know. Alan sometimes sneaks away and joins things he's not supposed to.
Yeah, somebody told me about that. And hey, he's more than welcome to do it here if he wants. So
one of my first Dragon Cons, he was here, and he ended up at like a random party, and I was like the first in line to get a free photo op with him.
Oh wow!
And he was like, he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm not supposed to be here right now, but I'm here for you guys. So, and I'm like, yes.
Someone else I'm looking forward to, another long time coming guest or a guest that I've wanted to see come for a long time is Kevin Gravoux. And I apologize if I'm mispronouncing his last name, but the creator of Underworld, he's going to be coming in. Yeah. I've heard he's a super great guy to be around. Looking forward to meeting him too. But basically, we have a lot of great guests coming this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would suggest for a newbie coming to Dragon Con for them to do as a track director? You're like, hey, if you want to have your best experience, this is what I recommend.
Just keep your eye on the app and the schedule.
Okay.
And make sure you get there early for anything that you want to see. I really expect to have a big blowout track this year. And I'm really happy with the lineup of panels that we've created.
That's amazing.
And I'm hoping for at least a 75% capacity every panel. I might not hit that, but I really think that the lineup is strong enough that we could have several blowout panels this year.
I think you can totally do that. I know last year a lot of the panels were pretty packed. So.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's exciting. Oh, who's going to be the DJ at the party?
We actually have rotating DJs. We've got we have Ichabod, who of course is my assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the tag team of Goth Dad, aka Dusty from Agonal Gasps.
Yeah.
And Twin Powers, aka Dan. So. Dan actually was one of the DJs last year, but we're happy to welcome Dusty back. He's one of the people who actually came up with the idea for the party in the first place. So,
yeah, he's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. Well, rock on. Well, thank you so much, Derek. I appreciate it. Where can our lovely little horrorholics go to find out any fun information about what is happening with the DragonCon horror track?
Well, the best place to find out is on our Facebook page, which may be a little archaic at this point to recommend people go to Facebook, but that is where I'm most active.
Okay.
And just look for DragonCon horror track. I mean, that's the best way. And that is horror. My southern accent, of course, makes that sound like something else. But yes.
Nope. Totally understand. Well, thank you so much, Derek. I hope you have a wonderful next couple of weeks while we gear up for Dragon Con. I know it's a very busy time for you.
Yeah, but I feel like my work is at the moment done. I'm sort of taking a breather and letting my moderators take control of what they need to be doing. And thankfully, I have a great crew of moderators this year.
Yeah, you do.
And
AKA Karen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Derek. I hope you have a good rest of the couple of weeks and we'll see you at Dragon Con.
Take it easy. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. All right. And now, without further ado, the director for both Karen and I at Dragon Con, the marvelous Carol of the Urban Fantasy track. Yay!
Thank you. I'm not sure I can live up to marvelous, but I will certainly try.
Oh, you are beyond marvelous. The things well, you do for you. To your volunteers, you are marvelous.
Well, thank you. That's because you guys are marvelous. So it's a very symbiotic relationship.
There we go. So what all do you have fun going on at Dragon Con that is horror adjacent? Because we know it's not technically horror because it's urban fantasy, but there's a lot of shared elements there.
Yes, and actually that's a very good segue into one of the panels that's one of the first of the con this year is about urban fantasy and horror, how they're alike and how they're different. Mm-hmm. I try to do one of those every few years because, you know, depending on who's there, I can choose people who have written in both areas, and it kind of gives a chance for them to discuss how they see the differences.
Yeah.
And also for, you know, fans to hear about it. Now, something else that actually contains the word horror is the Buffy Horror Picture Show, which we will have again, and which you yourself play a large role in as assistant director. So, we owe, or I personally owe it to you and the director, the fact that you guys are willing to do it every year, so that, I try to make that clear to people that they need to be thanking you guys, because if it weren't for you, it probably wouldn't happen. But, and if people, for people who may not know exactly what that is, just the very short version is that we're in one of the big ballrooms. We play the Once More with Feeling episode plays on the screen while some other acts, there are actors who are acting out the scenes of the episode, but without speech, but they're doing it. And it's a lot of fun. People get into it. Mm-hmm. We actually have
Giles with us right now.
Okay, Jake. I didn't realize that was that you were Giles. So it will be a very poignant one this year then, which is a nice segue into something else. We are going to have a Buffy Memorial panel this year. I had wanted to do one for about Dawn in honor of Michelle Trachtenberg last year, but the schedule just didn't allow it. But with this past year, with the loss of both Nicholas Brendon and Anthony Head, it was, you know, it was something like, okay, we definitely need to do something honoring all of them. So we are going to do that. And I actually had posed a question on my, my track Facebook page earlier today about, you know, asking people what of the programs they were most looking forward to from the, you know, the schedule that I had posted about a week ago. And somebody even brought that up, that particular panel, saying that you don't often get a chance to go through, you know, to share those kinds of feelings with other people in person who, you know, who have those same thoughts that you do. So I thought that was nice. Yeah. And we will then, when it comes to other, you know, other literary things, we have a Monster Hunters panel, which that's, I mean, about that's related to people who have written about Monster Hunters. I mean, it's, you know, fiction. We have something that one of our other guests will be taking part in. We have our Spooky Tales event. That will feature Beth Doldner and three other authors who will read some spooky passages from some of their own writing. Derek mentioned Clay McLeod Chapman, and he is going to be one of them. And Daryl Griswold, who is a longtime friend and friend of the track and of mine and Derek's, he's been a big supporter for both of us over the years, and so we're glad to have him. And I mentioned Beth, and Liana Renee Heber will also be there. So it should be a lot of fun. They'll get to read some passages, and they'll be there to, you know, take questions from people if they have any. They'll be reading sections of their, you know, of their books.
Okay.
Now we also will have a panel on ghosts and spirits and such, and that'll be on a different night. Let's see. Oh, and when we get to the it's Supernatural, I can't forget Supernatural. Something else that involves Beth.
Oh yeah.
Supernatural, which rides the line there between horror and urban fantasy.
It rides it hard sometimes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Depends on it really does. That's a good way of putting it. I'm sure. Yeah. I never mind. I won't go where that comment was leading me to comment. So, because we don't do that stuff on our track, but anyway,
no, we don't.
We're going to have our usual fan panel discussing the show is going to be on character development on the show of, you know, of some of the characters and stuff. But then we're also going to have our Thursday night event, which is our Supernatural Showdown. And this year it's Formidable Foes. And the way this works is that I come up with the five different things that I want to highlight this year. Mm-hmm. I chose five of which I considered to be some of the most formidable that they faced over their 15 years. And so I checked with the people who are going to be on the panel, say, okay, can you defend any of these? And for the most part, they said yes.
That's good.
I had one person who wasn't too keen on one of them, but she said she would live with it if she could. And no, it wasn't Beth. Anyway,
hey, you got to learn how to play devil's advocate every once in a while.
I thought I would. Yeah, that's true. But people ask, they're like, well, do they get to pick? Now, I did do that in the very beginning when we first started doing this, which was our first year back after the pandemic, because I was going by season. And so it was, I would let people pick, okay, out of seasons 1 through 5, which one do you want? But then you get into the problem of who, you know, people wanting the same one. So what I do now is, as long as everybody says they're okay with it, I draw a name. I mean, it's like, okay, this time I'm drawing for Beth and this is who she gets, you know, and all of that. So they're, it's a lot of fun. And what they do is they say why they think in this case will be, the, you know, what makes these particular foes the most formidable. They have 5 minutes to make their argument, and then the audience will get to have 5 minutes to discuss it, bring up some of their points, you know, something that goes either along with what the person said, or sometimes they heartily disagree. And, you know, that's kind of fun too. But then what happens is at the very end, they vote on who they think made the best argument, not who was your favorite formidable foe, but who do you think made the best defense and or made, you know, tried to make a defense. And so it's been a lot of fun. We've had different people come out on top different years. And so we'll see who gets it this time. But it is a lot of fun. And it's a good Thursday night activity just to kind of get people warmed up and everything. As far as guests go, we do have, we're very fortunate that we have guests from both Wednesday and Winona Earp coming this year.
Yeah,
and
so we do.
We're very excited about both of those. Both of those shows being somewhat horror adjacent as well. So we're excited for that. And then to kind of build on something or someone that Derek brought up, was Tyler Labine is also going to be doing a Reaper panel for so that should be a lot of fun. And you know, as soon as I saw that, I was like, I wonder if I can get him. And how about that, I could. So you know, looking forward to that. Then, you know, I think it's going to be a good year. We have a lot of our, you know, our other usual things going on, which is all kinds of book lit related panels, some of which you will find you on, Shannon, as a moderator, and we'll find Beth on as an author,
and Karen on as a mod.
That's right, as a moderator as well. So yes, so that will that, you know, I think it's going to be a really good year. We have something like 56 panels between that and, you know, everything going on. So
that's exciting.
And as you can attest, Shannon, I've already said, okay, well, remember, it was about a month ago or so, maybe more. I don't know. Time has no meaning right now.
Yes. Totally understand.
And I said, okay, nobody gets to, you don't make any personal plans at 4 o'clock on Saturday, because you're all going to be used somewhere during that time. You're all working. We all are. So, so everybody's very, since I have the best, sorry, Derek, but since I have the best volunteer team on the planet, they all said, okay, sure. And you guys were fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, as one of her volunteers, it is a pleasure to work for Carol, because she takes such good care of us. Like, she's like, oh, you want to go do something? Go. Like, she, when I told her that we were doing the live show, she's like, that's amazing. Go. I'm so happy for you. And I'm like, oh, like, it just, it makes us feel good to know that we have such a cheerleader as a director. So it makes it easy to work for you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it. It's you guys are wonderful, and I hope that you have a great time doing that live show. And I hope that you know,
so much fun.
There should be a good audience for it. I know that he does do a lot of his panels live anyway. So
It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We're going to be talking about, I'll tell it at the end of this when we talk about it all. Was there anything else you wanted to highlight, Carol?
I think I went over probably the most of the things that might, you know, be of the most interest to your listeners or to people that, you know, things that were the most horror adjacent. But of course, we welcome everyone to Chastain 1 and 2 in the Westin. We're either two floors down from the horror track, or the horror track is two floors above us, whichever way you want to look at it. Very easily accessed by the escalator outside the door of each of our rooms. And it's very easy to get back and forth And I do also use that, as Derek called it, the maybe archaic Facebook. But for me, it's still, we have a lot of followers there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after 13 years, so I don't intend to do away with it anytime soon. And if people want to see what's going on, I do post, you know, before, well, the app's going to come out anyway, very soon. Like,
it just gave its initial update. So,
right. The first fake one where they try out to make sure all the elements work, which is also funny. I mean, the things that they've put in there are funny. But if you do go to Facebook and you put in Dragon Con Urban Fantasy, we come right up. If you go to YouTube, we have a YouTube channel with over 100 different videos on there over the last 6 years. Again, if you go to Dragon Con Urban Fantasy, it comes right up. And those can vary from author interviews to, you know, multi-person panels on book related topics, or there are a lot of fan panels. We did Supernatural Rewind, which Beth remembers well from a while back. And you know, we do usually every year we pick one, and this past year did The Magicians, so that, all those are up there. And so those are the two places where, you know, the track has the most content.
All right, rock on. Well, thank you so much, Carol, for coming on. We always appreciate you and your horror adjacent ways.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you guys in the time of this recording. I'll see some of you guys in 2 weeks. All right, it is time for our coziest paranormal writer that we love having on the podcast, because she is a gem and a half. It is Beth Dogner. Hello, welcome.
Hi, it's almost time for Dragon Con.
I know. So what all do you have going on, especially all the cool, fun craziness that is going to be horror adjacent? Because I know you do a lot with the Urban Fantasy track.
I do. I have a packed schedule this year. I have 10 panels plus a book signing.
Ooh.
So I have a lot going on, but I do have a couple of panels that I think the Horrorholics are going to be especially interested in. Anybody who has heard me on this podcast before knows that I am very much horror adjacent. I'm the softer side of spooky stuff, but I think something that people are really going to be into, I'm so excited about this panel this year. It is a joint panel with the X-Track and Alternate History called Ghosts, Legends, Folklore, and Things That Go Bump in the Night. And I actually am the one who pitched this panel idea because I wanted to have a panel where the panelists could share their favorite ghost stories, both legends as well as personal experiences, but also get the audience involved, because I used to be a ghost tour guide. And one of the things that I noticed was that people would come up to me and share their own paranormal stories, oftentimes things that they had never told anybody before, because they felt comfortable opening up to me. They knew I wasn't going to judge them. I wasn't going to say, oh no, ghosts aren't real. So I thought it would be really cool to have a panel that was more like a forum where people can share their experiences. So, you know, if a panelist talks about a shadow person, we can, okay, has anybody else experienced that? What happened to you? What's your story? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really going to be a fun interactive panel talking about ghosts and all those other things that go bump in the night.
Yeah, it's spooky and kooky and we love it. What else you got going on? Is.
Well, it's funny because a lot of the stuff that I have going on is the nonfiction stuff over in the alternate history track. And then the urban fantasy track is where I'm doing my fictional stuff. And as Carol already mentioned, I am part of the Spooky Tales on Sunday night. I absolutely love doing that panel every year. It's always fun to see what selections each of us authors bring, because we all have very different writing styles. Mm-hmm. So it winds up being a fun mix. And I have roped my husband into the act for this year. He is going to be there playing some spooky ambient music to get the mood going for us in the room. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I sort of voluntold him that he would be doing that for us. So it should be fun. And then, of course, I have you, dear Shannon, as my moderator on Sunday morning for The Plot Thickens, Mystery and Suspense in UF. I write paranormal cozy mysteries, but even my urban fantasy books have a big mystery element to them. So I think that's going to be a really fun discussion, just talking about, you know, how mystery factors into our urban fantasy stories. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a murder mystery. It can be, you know, for me, it's usually some kind of mysterious haunting where my characters have to figure out why is this ghost here and what does it want? So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then if you want to come and get a book from me, I'm participating in the Urban Fantasy Track group signing. That's going to be Sunday at 1 o'clock in the Overlook Weston, where all of the book signings are held. Yeah. And it's just 1 hour from 1 to 2 o'clock. But I also wanted to make sure that everybody knows that in honor of Dragon Con's 40th anniversary, I am bringing 40 Felipe the Chupacabra badge buddies with me. And yes, I'm showing it, even though I know people are just listening, but he's my little Chupacabra. He's my most popular character.
Can I steal one on Wednesday?
Absolutely. But you have to do something in order to get one of these. Okay. You have to come up to me, find me at the con, come up to me after a panel, and you have to shout, "Felipe is my spirit animal." And if you do that, I will give you a badge buddy.
That's, you know, I will do it obnoxiously loud, right?
I know you will, and I cannot wait.
I like how Jake is like, no,
I she want, when people do this, when people do this, I no, want them I was, to be mildly uncomfortable.
No, I was nodding because I was like, okay, you need loud then. Is that what you want? Because I'm in. I can do loud.
That's bring it.
That's for. Yeah. That's awesome. I was also going, yes, loud. I got it.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Cool. What else you got going on?
So the other things I have going on, my Saturday night is 3 hours of hanging out with the Alternate History Gang. But even though this is, again, nonfiction and not horror related, I feel like there's still a lot of crossover interest. At 5:30 Saturday evening, down on the Alternate History Track, we are having What Victorians Can Teach Us About Grief. This is a panel that we do every year. And every year we have to turn people away at the door. It is hugely popular. We talk about Victorian death customs, and we also usually delve into Victorian spiritualism. So if you're interested in like all the old Victorian seances and the mediums who may or may not have been real, depending on what you believe, it always turns into an interesting discussion. And then right after that, we roll into our 7 o'clock panel, which is a make and take workshop, making Victorian mourning jewelry. So I'm going to have a bunch of photographs that like old Victorian era photos, both living people and postmortem photos. People can cut it out. We have like the little jewelry bezels. We have some synthetic hair, so you can braid hair and do something similar to hair work jewelry like the Victorians would have done. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hot gluing madness. And again, this is a panel that we do every year, and it's just a fun arts and crafts time, but with a very memento mori death kind of focus to it.
There we go. Rock on. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Was there anything else? Or is that it for
that's,
you?
I think that's about it that my horror fans will be interested in. Everything else is a little more in the softer side of things. But yeah, you can find my full schedule. I'll be announcing it on my social media soon. Okay. And then, of course, you can look me up in the Dragon Con app.
Yeah. And where can they find you social media wise? Or is it just better to go to one location that has it all?
It's probably easiest to start at my website, which is BethDoldner.com. And as I always say, I realize my last name is almost impossible to spell. So you can also go to Nightmare AZ. It's Nightmare as in Arizona, AZ.com. And it'll bounce you right to my site too. And you can get all of my social media links from there.
Perfect. And as always, guys, we'll have all the links in the show description for you guys to click on. But cool. Well, thank you so much, Beth. I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks. And I can't wait for everybody shouting at me about Felipe being their spirit animal.
I know, right? Because I will be obnoxiously loud. And it won't be like right next to you. It'll be like across whatever it is that I see you at.
Again, I encourage this. I want other people to be looking and feeling like, what is going on over there? This is weird. Like that's the vibe we're going for.
Yep. It will happen. Well, thank you again and see you soon.
See you soon. Bye. Yeah,
bye. All righty. And we have Sarah Rose who is part of the unofficial theater group. But if you want to go ahead and give a little bit about yourself really quick, and then what fun things you got going on at Dragon Con that are horror/horror adjacent.
Sure. So as you said, my name's Sarah Rose. I definitely am probably best well known for doing the theater group at Dragon Con Theater and Performing Arts Lovers, unofficial. But I've been a panelist for years at this point, way before the theater group even was a thought in my mind. And this year, actually, I'm doing probably about 50-50 theater stuff as well as non-theater stuff. So
rock on. So what fun horror adjacent panels are you doing this year?
Sure. So for me personally, the bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Friday morning, I'm actually moderating for the horror track. Interview with a Vampire 50th Anniversary panel, where we're talking about the book and, you know, how it revolutionized literature of the undead. And it's kind of like a remembrance, a look back on how you discovered the book and how it impacted you in pop culture and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that one. And that's 11:30 Friday. And then Saturday, I'm sticking with Anne Rice. And I'm on the Vampire Lestat fan panel to talk about the AMC adaptation of the Interview with the Vampire and that group of books. So I'm really looking forward to that one, too.
Rock on. That's amazing.
I was going to say the theater group is doing... We're not doing any direct like horror, but we are doing like spooky adjacent. Mm-hmm. If you're okay with that.
Yeah.
We are doing on Saturday, and unfortunately I'm having to miss this one myself, but Saturday we're collaborating with the Urban Fantasy track, and we're doing the celebrating 25 years of Once More with Feeling.
Yes, we are.
Discussion fan panel. I was on it for quite a while, and then I had a conflict, and I had to give the opportunity to somebody else, which was fine, but I was really looking forward to that one. So we're still doing that. It's about 50-50 urban fantasy and theater group there.
And I'm the meld of the two.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I can trust you with that, absolutely.
Actually, Anna is going to be the one who moderates it. She's the director for the show, and she is phenomenal. So it's going to be a great panel.
Yeah, and Christy's on it, too. So yeah. Christy's the one who took it for me. And we've got Kevin and coming in, and we have my friend Greg, who literally mm-hmm. named their firstborn after Xander. So, you know, it's a big fun.
yeah that's awesome.
And then probably like the I'm gonna be testing the waters a little bit, but I think it's related on Sunday at 2:30 with the High Fantasy track, though we're actually in the main programming room, the Marriott A601 through 602. We're doing a Change for Good Celebrating Wicked Part 2. If anybody loves Wicked, whether that be the musical adaptation, the book, the movie adaptation, is primarily going to be about the movie, but I always like to sneak in some stuff because I'm a fan of all of the above. And yes, I love the book.
All right. So, yeah, of course.
And then the only other thing is on Sunday at 4, between 4 and 5, we're doing the Broadway and performance photo shoot. We expect some pretty strong horror adjacent cosplays, you know, you never know, but we expect Repo to be coming in strong this year, as well as we got Lost Boys, I know, is going to show up pretty hard, and there's always a few others. Rocky Horror is always a big one for the group, so
usually at the parade there's a good chunk of horror Broadway characters as well.
Exactly. And like as of recording, we've just about maxed out our group this year.
So it's gonna be
a good year for the parade.
Yeah. Rock
the
on.
The only other thing I wanted to shout out is I found out just like a few days ago that Alternate History is going to be doing their 2027 cherry voting thing that they do to pick the sing-alongs. Mm-hmm. And it's between Little Shop of Horrors and Annie for next year. So
fingers crossed, Little Shop.
Exactly. Because, well, I mean, Annie was a horror for me when I did it in high school. You know, my heart belongs to Little Shop. So I'm really hoping we can do that in 2027. So I wanted to give it a shout out. Visit Alternate History and put your money in the Little Shop of Horrors bucket.
Of course. All righty. Well, anything else?
No, not unless something happens. You know, it's early it's days Dragon yet. Con. Dragon Con hasn't happened yet. It's definitely not over yet. So you never know.
Yeah, it won't be finalized until it's done.
Like the Tuesday after Dragon Con is when you know nothing is going to change the Dragon Con schedule. So
exactly. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. Where can they find out all this cool, fun information and to keep up to date with anything that may change or whatever?
Sure. So the best place to find out about changes to the theater group schedule would be on the theater group, which is, again, Dragon Con Theater and Performing Arts Lovers, unofficial. We have both a page and a group. I'll be posting stuff as stuff changes there. As far as with me, check the app. I'm not really active on social media beyond like my personal stuff, but check the app.
Yeah.
Search my name. I'm pretty sure I'm the only Sarah Rose in there. So, you'll find where to find me. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
And we'll see you at Dragon Con.
All right. See you later. Bye.
See you. Bye. All righty. Then there was one.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. We have our buddy Jake. He has been on the podcast before, talked all sorts of spooky and kooky things. He is also a friend of ours who is in the Buffy Horror Picture Show with myself and our friend Anna, and he plays the wonderful Giles. So, Jake,
yes.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Dragon Con is just around the corner. So what are you
I'm so excited.
Going on?
Honestly, Buffy Horror is probably the big thing I have going on. I'm excited to meet up with you guys to do the other panel that you did. I usually am on a few of the theater track panels, but I think we had not as many this year. So I'm not doing any of those. So unfortunately, but you know, I'm always open. I love doing panels. It's super fun, but I'll be going to a bunch. I'm just like super jazzed about just some of the things that we talked about this episode. Like I just can't even get over some of the things. I was excited about the idea of a Reaper panel. I'm so excited about that.
Right.
It's like one of my favorite shows and I love Tyler the Bean. It's like so incredible that he's going to be there and doing panels. So I mean, that's already a highlight for me, but honestly, that's probably all I have booked right now for Dragon Con, other than doing a bunch of Dragon Con stuff and being a fan and going to all these things. Otherwise I'm just doing my usual theater stuff at the school and
rock on. You
know, yeah, that's it.
Rock on. And school just started for you guys, right?
Yeah, we're in week three and No, we had auditions last week for our fall shows and they're already done and have my first read through tonight. So, been a tight evening this evening, but.
Well, I'm glad you were able to make it.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss it. I love it. It's great.
So you've been doing Buffy Horror quite a few years now.
Yes.
What is it about Buffy Horror that you love doing so much?
All right. So here's the thing about Buffy Horror. First of all, as a theater teacher, I had a person that introduced me to Buffy through this episode. I did not actually.
Okay.
I saw a few episodes here and there, kind of a little bit, but I was like, yeah, I'll get around to seeing that someday. But I was, sort of busy and just didn't never get around to it. And they showed me this episode, and I just thought, number one, that the way that they made the fact that, sort of the demon of the week was the reason why the episode was a musical. Because most time when somebody does, you know, a musical episode, it's just sort of put on the top of it like, hey, by the way, we're doing a musical episode. But they actually took the lore of the show and made sense that there would be a musical. And I just was blown away by that idea of someone really taking that to that level. And I was instantly hooked. And I said, okay, well, now I have to go back and watch the whole thing. And I probably binged it one summer, like the entire thing over like a month. I watched the whole of the Buffy. It was already done by then. And I watched the entire thing front to back. It was great. And I loved it. And I was like, man, I should have watched this before. But it was that episode really that got me. And the fact that we do a shadow cast of it now, you know, I've always been a fan of Rocky Horror. I was a devoted fan of that way back in the day when I was in high school and college. And
doesn't become a fan
in high school and college? People, it's not. I was going to say some people that's not their thing, but for me it was. I just thought it was, again, a really unique sort of theatrical experience. And I feel Buffy's the same. And mm-hmm. I was a devoted every year, went to see it at Dragon Con. As soon as I knew it was a shadow cast, I never missed it. I was always there singing along in the back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how I ended up in it. I don't know how that ended up. I don't know where, I don't remember anymore how it happened, but somehow the fates aligned and I got to be in
that. I know Anna brought you back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it was a different group back then, but
yeah.
I don't remember what it was. I did something. Oh, well, because I think Anna was working on it when I was doing it in 2013. And I think I did it in 15 as well. But yeah, it was a while back. And then it was a while. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I haven't been doing it every year since then, but I kind of came back, I think post pandemic, and I've been doing it pretty straight ever since then, but I just love it. It's a highlight of the year for me. I really, really enjoy just being a part of it. So.
No, I totally get that. Dragon Con it's iconic. This will be 10 years since my first one. So I get it.
Yeah. I think this is 20 for me. I was trying to think if it was 20 last year. It's somewhere in the neighborhood, but yeah, as my wife, she brought me along for the first one. I'd never been to anything like that before.
And high five Jake's wife.
Yes. She's amazing. She's awesome.
She deserves all the kudos.
I mean, she's a con fan. She loves anything that's a con. We actually went to.
The fact that I haven't met her is weird.
It is weird. We actually went to Comic-Con for our honeymoon. That and it was not my idea. That was hers. So just to give you a thing. Yeah, yeah. That was. She's like.
So
that's
what I'm going hearing. So what I'm hearing is she would be my best friend.
I think you guys get along actually quite well. She's awesome. But yeah, she's a devoted Dragon Con. She loves it. So, perfect. You know, yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything that you would like to promote or have us share links to?
I mean, you know, if you're in the Atlanta area, you can always come and see our stuff at the high school that I teach at. I teach theater and film there. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I do have a YouTube channel, you know, that I guess we'll link in there, but it has a lot of our films that we do. We participate in the 48-hour film project every year.
Oh, cool.
So if you're interested in watching how one adult teacher tries to film with a bunch of high school students for 48 hours and make that happen every year, we got that. So that's fun. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. It's super fun. We have a great time, but it is always a challenge, and that's what we like doing it for. So, that's probably it. You know, I get busy doing that stuff for my job, but other than that, that's it.
All right. Well, rock on. Well, thank you so much, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah. And we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Very excited.
Right. All right. Cool. Toodles. So, Karen, you and I, we have got some really cool, fun things happening.
Yep.
And so, big announcement is we are going to be doing a live show at DragonCon, which is exciting.
Yay!
And so, we are going to be doing this at the Digital Media Track, Galleria 6, down in the bowels of the Hilton at 10 p.m. on Friday night. We are very excited for this. We are also understand not all of our friends and family are going to be able to catch this episode because it is live at DragonCon, but it's going to be on Twitch. DragonCon Digital Media Track has a couple of Twitch channels. We will be on one. And so we are going to make sure that everybody has that link. We will be sharing that link right before we go live. So you can possibly catch this live. You can even ask questions in the chat that you may have when it comes to the fun topic that we're going to be talking about. So, Karen, my friend, what are we going to be talking about when it comes to our live show? Like a quick run through.
So we're going to talk about who Earth Station Boo are, who the awesome hosts are.
Yeah, the kick-ass Karen.
What the definition of horror is. Yeah. Our three truths of horror.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about skull ratings and stuff.
Yep.
We're going to talk about some soft horror that you can get you into horror.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too hard.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to, like, you know, a step up from that horror.
If we have time. Yeah.
Probably some tips to find good horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have time, some other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
Like how fast we talk.
Yeah. Depends on how fast we talk. And if, as we normally do, we run off on a tangent.
We do.
Right. The show is going to be live down in the Hilton, Galleria 6 with the Digital Media Track. And then right after, you will get to do the meet and greet with us. Yay! Meet and greet!
Yay!
AKA drinks! We will be at Trader Vic's. And if they end up closing, we'll just migrate upstairs and continue to have a good, fun time. So definitely cannot wait to meet you guys. We'll have our little swag bags. We'll have some stickers. And we would just like to meet all of our fellow horrorholics, all of our amazing people who've supported us over the years that we've been doing Earth Station Boo. So please make sure you find Karen or myself. We'll be all over the con. Speaking of which, Karen, what all do you have going on panel-wise that is like horror adjacent?
Well, that
our fans should come and support you by going to see.
Well, for the horror track, I'm on three panels. It's Navigating Horror Publishing. That's at 10 a.m. on Friday. Saturday at 1, it's Voices of the Dread, Ghostly Encounters in Fiction. And then on Sunday at 11:30, it's The Humanity of Monsters, Writing Creatures We Care About.
Okay.
So for Urban Fantasy, I thought I had three, but it turns out I have four panels.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, this weird. I was like, oh, I have three panels this year. No. No, Karen, you don't. On Saturday at 1, it's Building Fantasy Worlds in Lit RPG.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Saturday. That's Friday. Saturday, I have Fake of Folklore and Mythology and Fantasy. That's at 2:30.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock, same places, different times, Historical Urban Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 10 p.m., also on a Saturday, is Devil May Cry, the animated series. It's a fan panel. If you watched it, I like it. I don't care what anybody else says. If you enjoyed the video game, I enjoyed the video game. I didn't play it all through it. I watched my boyfriend's play through it, and I actually like it. So, if you like the game, go ahead and watch the series. I think they did a great job with it. And on Monday, our last panel will be what the Urban Fantasy track is reading and watching.
Yep. Yeah, and we will both be on that one, which that's always kind of a fun one. You can definitely see who on the Urban Fantasy track is massive book readers or show watchers, and all of the above. Those that's always a fun panel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. All right. And I have not as many panels as I did in past years, but I will be doing the Dark Shadows 60th anniversary panel, where we'll be talking about the legendary show. I know Derek kind of said it's kind of like the horror version of Doctor Who. I find it to be kind of more of a horror soap opera, but I love it. And I'm excited to get to talk about it. I'm also going to be talking about vampires and urban fantasy literature. I'll be doing that panel. I will also be on the 25th anniversary of Buffy's Once More with Feelings episode. We'll be talking in depth on that episode and what all it means. I'm going to be doing a mystery and suspense in urban fantasy literature panel with Beth, who was on earlier today. And that's going to be, I'm excited for that one. I'm really excited for the fun little question I'm going to ask not only my panelists, but the audience as well. And then there is the Buffy Horror Picture Show. If you go into the DragonCon app, you will see the times and locations for that. But I'm excited. I know the cast is all excited to do this show. It's something that we always get look forward to doing. And who knows, you might actually catch a bunny this year. Yeah. So definitely make sure you can make it to that. And then last but not least, the what we are reading and watching on the urban fantasy track. Again, it's a really fun panel. I know a few different people are like, I love this panel. Some have said, oh man, I really wish you guys would do that on like a different day, so that way like people can make it. And I'm like, well, just don't plan to leave before 2 o'clock. Like, you know, like stay a little longer, stay at DragonCon a little longer. But yeah, that's all the cool, fun stuff I've got going on. This year is going to be a really great year. I'm really excited for it. What about you? Are you excited?
I'm excited for it. My family's going to come down for like a day.
Oh, fun.
So I'm not sure if they're excited for it.
Rock on, rock on. It's going to be a good time. It's going to definitely be a good time. I am also going to be in the parade. I forgot that. I haven't decided if I'm going to do Lydia Dietz from Beetlejuice or a Newsy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all going to depend on my suitcase.
Well, how much space do you have in your suitcase?
I was going to take just a carry-on, and I think I may have to do a checked bag. Because I think my carry-on is not going to be big enough for all the things that I want to put in it. Because I'm probably going to bring my pirate costume. I don't know.
I mean, it's good to have, like, you know, a lot of stuff just in case. You never know what happens at DragonCon. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I'm really hoping that the hoodie that I purchased today gets in before then. And I think it should. I mean, that's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I need to order some shirts for the family so they can represent Earth Station Booth Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, our fun fellow horrorholics. That is what's happening at DragonCon this year. I think it's going to be an amazing year. I know I'm personally excited for it. I think it's going to be pretty fun. And most of all, we cannot wait to see and get to talk to all of y'all. I know that we'll get to see Mike at some point because he'll be there this year. I know that a lot of the ESO network is going to be there. So definitely make sure that you guys check out the ESO network and all of our friends over there and find out what all they're doing and go and meet up and hang out with all of them because they're amazing people as well. Even if they're not into horror and all the spooky and kooky like we are, but DragonCon is an amazing event. And if it wasn't for DragonCon, this podcast wouldn't be here. It's how we met Mike. It's how Karen and I met each other. And it means a lot for us. So we cannot wait to see you all there. Karen, where can they find you and all the fun things that you will be having going on?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter, Threads, TikTok, and Reddit. Right now, what I'm going on exciting is basically trying to write my novel, but things happen. Also, I've been trying to start this whole solo RPG game called Apothecaria. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, basically I play a witch that's taking over for another witch who went missing. Or is dead. Ooh. No one knows.
Ooh. Intriguing. Intriguing. And I am Spill Tea. You can find me on all the things at Spill Tea Wine Media Mind. And as always, before we go, you guys are the best horrorholics of the game. Each and every single listener for this podcast, we cannot tell you how much we appreciate you guys. We're really excited for our live show. We can't wait to share all that with you guys at the con. So definitely can't wait to see you. But if you guys have anything cool that you're doing, anything spooky and kooky, we want to hear from you. Drop it in the comments what you got going on at Dragon Con. Slide into our DMs and let us know. You can also email us at earthstationboo@gmail.com. If you haven't already, I'd like to know why, but please do not forget to like, subscribe, follow, rate, share, all the things. It helps other horrorholics find us, and it means the world. Each and everything, it pushes us out there for them. You can also join us in the Discord. I will be trying to give you guys cool, fun updates in the Discord while we were at the con, and you can find everything on our link tree. And don't sleep on the merch store. You'll actually get to see some of our merch at the con because we will be wearing it as well as passing out some of the stickers and stuff. So new episodes are out every week and it's go time, man. Dragon Con is just days away. So stay weird and stay spooky, our fellow horrorholics.
That's a wrap for Earth Station Boo. Thanks for listening. Follow, share, and find all our links in our link tree. Until next time, stay spooky.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.